们一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us now prepare our hearts in silent prayer.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续第三个晚上的圣经讲习会。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our third night of Bible seminar.
一起来唱赞美诗343首。
Let us arise and sing hymn 343.
我们现在要起来同心跪下祷告。
Now we are going to kneel down and pray together.
我们在这边有一个紧急的代祷事项。
We have an urgent prayer request tonight.
就是从这 Sacramento 教会来的。
This is from Sacramento Church.
Sacramento 教会的 Esther 姐妹跟这个 Kevin 弟兄的小女儿Natalie 现在正在医院急诊她的好像是血管发炎的样子。
And Sister Esther and Brother Calvin from Sacramento, their younger daughter Natalie is in the hospital.
那 Sister Esther 就是这个张寿菊姐妹的 niece。
And Sister Esther is our sister Shou Ju Zhang's niece.
那特别希望我们这个一起帮她代祷。
So we ask everyone to pray for this matter.
所以我们现在我们就一起跪下来祷告。那我们除了帮Natalie祷告，我们也求神来带领我们等一下第三个晚上的圣经讲习会。
So let us also pray for tonight, the third night of our Bible seminar.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做圣经讲习。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I continue the Bible seminar.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们继续昨天第二章教会的侍奉。
And we will continue from last night the service in the church.
我们前面谈到这个。祷告的侍奉。
And earlier we talked about the service of our prayer.
然后还有福音的侍奉。
And also the service of the gospel.
再来还有弟兄的侍奉。
And the service of men, brothers.
弟兄的侍奉，他只有讲一节。
And regarding brother service, it says in one verse.
不过这一节却点出了我们弟兄侍奉里面要注意的地方。
But it also describes carefully what our brothers need to pay attention to.
在侍奉的过程里面
In the process of our service,
能够没有愤怒，没有争论了。
We should not have any wrath or division.
很容易被神同工和纪念了。
And then we will have the remembrance and the guidance of God.
但是却用六节来谈这个姐妹的侍奉。
But he goes on in six verses to talk about the service of sisters.
可见姐妹在教会的影响。还真是不小啊。
So it shows that the influence of sisters on the church is great.
她在家里可以影响她的丈夫和孩子。
In the home, she can influence her husband and her children.
那在圣经的记载，我们看到妇女的热心总比弟兄的热心还多。
And in the Bible, it records more examples of sisters' fervency more than the brothers.
放眼教会的聚会。弟兄和姐妹参与的比例姐妹还是很热心。
And so, the ratio of the sisters to the brothers who are faithful and fervent, the sisters are greater.
所以在当时教会也很注意到这个问题。
So the church at that time also paid attention to this matter.
那这里在八节到十五节里面呢？
So here from verses 8 through 15.
他是用夫妻的关系和侍奉。来去谈这样的事哈。
It talks about the relationship of the man and wife, and also the service in the church.
所以这里谈到男人的时候，也是指着丈夫。
So here, when it refers to the men, it also means husbands.
所以九节以下 谈到的女人也指作太太。
And the women from verse 9 on refer to the wives.
我们在九节以下这样看哈。
So let us read from verse 9.
这里说姐妹要以正派衣裳为装饰。
Women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
这个是在宗教伦理一种生活的体统啊。
So this is a commonality among many religions.
人的高贵和气质并不是用外在物质的这个条件为主啊。
A person's dignity and worth is not based on outward appearance.
因为神是看内心啊。
Because what God sees is the heart.
不是用外在条件来量一个人的尊贵了。
So it is not based on an outward appearance that measures a person's worth.
那个都是世界上人的看法。
That is the way people in the world value people.
尤其进天国的标准根本就没有用外在物质的条件来量啊。
And so the standards of entering into heaven are not based on the standards of the world.
也没有说特别一定什么样肤色或什么样的人才能进天国，圣经里面这么说啊。
And there's no requirement regarding what race or what group you belong to.
谁愿意遵照神的话去走，就有这个资格啊。
Anyone who is willing to follow God has that right.
所以保罗谈到后来就说，只要安静学道就好啊。
So in the end, Paul says that all we have to do is quietly seek the truth.
在十一节这里有讲。
Then verse 11.
这里说女人要安静学道。
Let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
一味的顺服。
And with submission.
如果你觉得你另外做先生的觉得太太是这种啊，你要感谢神。